Chapter 36. The Main Reasons for Failure. There are two main reasons for failure. The first is the influence of other smokers. At a weak moment or during a social occasion, somebody will light up. I've already dealt with this topic at length. Use that moment to remind yourself that there is no such thing as one cigarette. Rejoice in the fact that you have broken the chain. Remember that the smoker envies you and feels sorry for him. Believe me, he needs your pity. The other main reason for failure is having a bad day. Get it clear in your mind before you start that whether you are a smoker or a non-smoker, there are good days and bad days. Life is a matter of relativity, and you cannot have ups without having downs. The problem with the willpower method of stopping is that as soon as the smoker has a bad day, he starts moping for a cigarette, and all he does is make a bad day worse. The non-smoker is better equipped, not only physically, but also mentally, to cope with the stresses and strains of life. If you have a bad day during the withdrawal period, just take it on the chin. Remind yourself that you had bad days when you smoked, otherwise you wouldn't have decided to stop. Instead of moping about it, say to yourself something like, "Okay, today's not so good, but smoking is not going to cure it. Tomorrow will be better, and at least I've got a marvellous bonus at the moment. I've kicked that awful cigarette habit." When you're a smoker, you have to block your mind to the bad side of smoking. Smokers never have smoker's coughs, just permanent colds. When your car breaks down in the middle of nowhere, you light a cigarette. But are you happy and cheerful? Of course you aren't. Once you stop smoking, the tendency is to blame everything that goes wrong in your life on the fact that you've stopped. Now, if your car breaks down, you think, "At times like this, I would have lit a cigarette." That's true, but what you forget is that the cigarette didn't solve the problem, and you're simply punishing yourself by moping for an illusory crutch. You are creating an impossible situation. You are miserable because you can't have the cigarette, and you'll be even more miserable if you do. You know that you've made the correct decision by stopping smoking, so don't punish yourself by ever doubting the decision. Remember, a positive mental approach is essential, always.